dare you!
Grey Dog.
Sherelle
Renee. Alright, today is gonna be a heated debate. You could see, check out my computer screen and you know where I stand. So, we're gonna have a debate on politics. So, if the people who know me, they already know where I stand on politics. But, we're getting to know Miss Renee over here, so let's see where she stands. Although the last person who voted for Obama that I interviewed, he's in jail. But let's not talk about that. That was mean. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
That's okay. You can say whatever you like.
So where do you stand? So I'm get. What would you consider? I consider myself conservative. What would you consider yourself?
What do I consider myself? I say I'm a liberal.
How did I know that? Okay, you know what I don't understand about liberals? If they don't like the country that we live in, why are they gonna try? Because if you look at the stats, most Americans are conservative. It's a fact. Most Americans are conservative. So why, if you don't like conservatism, why don't you just move to somewhere where there's liberalism, like the UK or Canada? Why would you try to change a country to suit your own needs? I mean, that's selfish,
that's
isn't it?
That's a good question. And you know what I have to say for that?
Mm-hmm.
I think I might move to the UK.
Well,
because America... See, the thing is, although most Americans are conservative, Obama won, but most Americans are, by a landslide,
okay,
most Americans are conservative.
Could I?
But this is my whole point. This is America, land of the free.
Not as long as this idiot is in there, but go ahead.
And why would you say that?
Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
This is America, land of the free. Correct? Correct. All right. So, why shouldn't we be able to exercise all of our rights, but at the same time, be free to help others and be free to run this country like the successful Roman Empire that it is?
And it crumbled. If you recall, it crumbled. Listen, this is what I don't understand. I'm poor. Let's say I am poor.
Okay, he's
and
poor.
I'm working my way all the way up to the top, mm-hmm. and I become rich. Why? So I have some government bureaucrat just come in and take my money and give it to someone else who didn't work for it. I mean, listen.
Well, see, the thing is, what you have to understand, too, is if you are going to become that successful, why wouldn't you want to give back? Why wouldn't you want to make sure that other people eat as well, and other people have health care, and other people are not struggling? Everyone can't take care of themselves, and that's just a proven fact. There are people with disabilities. There are people with mental disabilities. Why wouldn't you want to be a part of keeping the country run? Like, the country can't run properly if the underprivileged people can't help out in some way, and the only way they can help out is if we help them.
Yeah, but that's, well, I understand that. I mean, if it's in my heart to give, of course I'm gonna give when I make it up there. But what I'm saying is,
you're poor right now, so you're not giving anything.
I'm
so
saying,
what's the big deal?
I don't, even though I'm in the being poor, I don't want, if you're rich and successful, I don't want a government forcing you to give me money. I don't want that. That's blood money, like welfare. I don't believe welfare. What do you think about people? Listen to this, people. I hate. I don't want
to
pick on.
What about people that come over to this country?
Oh, don't talk about the immigrant. I hate. Okay, no, let's not.
Oh my God!
Let me put it another way. You know what I hate? I hate it when an immigrant comes.
Aren't you from another country?
No, U.S. Virgin Islands, United States. Look, I got the shirt. Read it. Anyway, listen, I hate it when nothing against the immigrants, don't get me wrong, but I hate it when the government, you know, immigrant comes over here and the government...
This is very touchy subject.
It really is, but it angers me because freaking immigrants, yo, the government gives them money and they run, open their own business, and here we are, a United States citizen, and we can't get S. and we have to go through all kinds of red tapes, and we can't get our own business, and see all kinds of Chinese and Indian and all kinds of freaking.
Oh my God! Just, I cannot believe you are sitting here behaving this way. Your mother would be very upset right now.
I am just being. Come on, Americans, call in, agree, tell me what you think.
Listen. Let's not even listen to what he's saying right now, okay? Because at the end of the day, yes, every system that is put in place gets abused. And that's just something that we can't help in America or any other country. But what about the people that really do need that help? And the people, and although immigrants come over, yes, but they do jobs that Americans do not want to do. And I don't care how many people disagree with that. Well, there are jobs that they do because they work very hard. And just because they get a little help doesn't make it any different that they work any less hard.
No, I'm not talking about the Mexicans
just the Mexicans.
The lawns or the whatever. I'm talking about the immigrant who comes over here and the government gives them grants and they open up a big old Chinese shop, Chinese parlor or whatever, and they get rich and send their money back to China while I'm over here all my life and they won't give me a grant or give me a loan to get my own business. Those are the ones I'm talking about that I don't like. It's wrong. It's just wrong. I mean,
have you tried to get a grant to open your own business?
Of course I have, and I've been turned down.
How good is your credit?
Well, let's not talk about credit, please. Okay.
Let's not point fingers. Let's look at ourselves in the mirror and figure out why didn't we get those
grants. Okay, but I've heard all
loans. Maybe because you haven't paid any of that money back yet.
Okay, but I've heard.
Yeah, your credit score is what? Do you know what a good credit score is?
Cool. Can we not talk about my credit score?
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to attack the poor, innocent people who are just trying to make a better life for themselves and their family.
What credit do they have? They're just immigrants off the boat and they get to open up their own shop. They don't have any credit.
Yes! Fall!
Come on, I'm just being honest. I mean, come on. These people just step off the boat. And they get
first
rich.
Of all, I don't believe that's how it works. I mean, okay. I'm not an expert on politics.
Okay,
I actually don't even like talking about them, watching them, discussing them. But since you brought it up, my opinion is that if there's someone in need and you are in a position where you could help them, then by all means, you should help them.
So we're on the same page there, but I'm saying a government shouldn't be able to step in and force the money away from you.
Okay, and on the flip side of that, because you're talking about taxes, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know how much a person, a lower class person or standard or income person makes? Maybe $5, $6, $7 an hour? They get taxed too. They're bringing home what? $300 a week. Their rent is probably $900 a month. If they have children, probably $1,000 a month, plus food and gas if they have a car or bus fare. I mean, if you add all that up, they're living paycheck to paycheck.
But
they're being taxed the same way you're being taxed.
You know,
if you make more, you're going to be taxed more.
Well, you know who?
Why should you be taxed the same amount as someone that makes $5 an hour?
I think it should be a flat rate tax and that's it. If it's 10%, then everyone pays 10%. Whatever it is, I think it should be a flat rate. I don't think it's right that you pay 10% and then I pay 50% or whatever. It's wrong. Like,
50% of $10 million, that's wrong. I only brought home $5 million this year. Can't feed my family off that.
That's not the point. It's wrong. You're robbing from Peter to give to Peter. It's wrong. You can't rob from one person and give. He's not Robin Hood. I can't stand Obama. I hate him with a passion, yo. I just want to.
Oh my God!
I can't stand him. I hate him.
I can't sit next to this guy. I'm leaving.
I'm kidding. Listen.
See you next week.